Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today, we have Dr. Bill Nolte on our program to talk to us about upgrading some of our educational support service facilities and services in general. So there's some big plans, and Dr. Nolte, glad to have you on our program.
Well, thanks for having me on. This is something that we have talked about for really a couple decades, and economy's a little better. And our board's pretty united on what they want to do. We had a presentation with the commissioners, and they, I'm saying this in a nice way, Commissioner, if you're listening, they didn't run us out. They actually, indicated that they thought that some of it was pretty thoughtful and might be a possibility. So I think the time is just right to maybe do something like this.
Well, I know you've met, as you said, with our current board and commissioners, about upgrading. What types of upgrades? Can you tell our listeners, and what have you proposed?
Yeah, well, the reason behind this, or the reason we want to do it, is we have a lot of old buildings scattered all over the place, and they're really inefficient in terms of use and cost. We have the old former Hazelwood Elementary School. We have a dozen to 14 special education offices down there. People who serve students across all of our schools. We have Central Haywood High School, where we also have our technology center. We recently lost the gymnasium down there that Central Haywood needs to have. We have our boardroom there and a couple smaller training rooms there. We have all of child nutrition way out in a metal building off I-40, north of I-40.
The old Crabtree site.
Right, exit 24, mm-hmm. Old Crabtree site. And so that's just not close to a lot of schools in terms of school food service. And then the internet costs out there are well over $3,000 a month because we have to use a second provider. And then we have the current central office, which is a 1927 building that we don't own. The county proper owns that rather than the school system. And that's worked well, pretty well since 1980, but I think everybody in the county knows the building has reached its lifespan, and there have been some plans to use it, but if it's not used by the latest proposal for housing, no one else is really going to be able to use it. So we have that. And what we'd like to do is take all of that and put it in one site for efficiency and effectiveness. One great training site for all of our teachers. If we have a big teacher training, it costs less to train them here than it does to send them to Greensboro, Raleigh, or somewhere else. And we have school food service there. We have the technology people there. We can walk down the hall and set up the room for the board meeting or for the teacher training rather than driving several miles to set up a meeting. And it's more convenient, it's more efficient, it's more effective. And believe it or not, we'll talk a little bit more in just a second. We believe it saves a lot of money, and we've shared that with people.
It's a very important piece. So if we were able to consolidate and have a new support facility for our teachers and our staffs, what would happen to our other facilities?
Well, let's just start with Central Haywood. Right now, the technology people are upstairs, and they've lost a gym. And we have a boardroom there and two small training rooms there. So we would move the ITC over to the new educational support center. We would take the current boardroom and turn it into a gym. That's going to cost a lot less money than building a new gym in the floodplain. And we feel like we can do that and save a lot of money.
And that was a gym at one time.
It was a gym, absolutely. Okay. It was a great little gym. Yeah. I remember being in it. And then we would also move our training rooms to the central location. And last but not least, and I'll say this again in a minute when I talk about the Hazelwood facility, we would actually move the Learning Center, which is a dropout recovery program, to the top of Central Haywood. And that just would be much more efficient and effective, would save us a little personnel. We have some overlapping personnel in those things. So that's what would happen with Central Haywood. It would stay there and operate where they'd get a gym for a lot less money, and they would be closer in operation to their annex program, which is the Learning Center. The old Crabtree Metal Building School Food Property, building we would vacate. That would be mm-hmm. property that would be available for us to sell and pay on debt, or for the county to use in some way. And we would get them out of a metal building into a more central location. We save a lot of money on internet cost. The old Hazelwood School, we have the learning center on one end,
mm-hmm.
and the child care on that end, where we have the special ed people. So the child care would come to the new facility. The learning center would go to Central Haywood. And then we have a large training room down by the old gymnasium. Anytime we train more than 50 people, we have to have a room that large.
Yes.
And we train more than 50 people a lot. You put two grade levels of teachers together, that's the only place we have to train them.
Yes.
And so that property would then become available for, you know, whatever out people wanted out there in the community. I've heard stories about, you know, arts districts. Mm-hmm. I've heard stories about a business expansion. So that's what would happen to the old Hazelwood School. Central Elementary, where a lot of people think we need to put the central office, we believe really does need to be an elementary school again. We lost about 500 students in a very short period of time. That school was losing more students than other schools, and we closed it. But as a lot of people know, we have housing slated for Bylow, the Bylow area, for Plot Creek, for Allen's Creek, and then there's some new houses going in above the condos adjacent to Tuscola.
And the economy is definitely rebounding.
The economy is rebounding, and we can fix Central Elementary up and move into it with our central office and not fix any of these other problems I've talked about, or we can fix it up for about $3 or $4 million and make a great elementary school. That's what we would hold Central Elementary School and start working on it in the near future to accommodate all the growth, all the development that's occurring. We think that's a real smart use of that facility.
Okay. Yeah, it makes me think back. I mean, I wasn't alive then. You might have been, but in the 60s in Haywood County when they went through consolidation, built two high schools, closed a lot of schools and facilities. So it's a very progressive plan. So,
well, and I'm sure people there were not, at that time, were not in favor of that. But just think of the great traditions.
Absolutely.
And all the wonderful things that have happened because we got Tuscola High School, Pisgah High School.
So there's got to be some benefits. I know that you've studied hard on this and worked really hard, Dr. Bill, with a lot of people. So what will the benefits be?
Well, all the things that I've mentioned,
right.
You know, moving people, making it more consolidated, saving travel time, cost time. Providing, you know, one of the things we've tried to do under my superintendency, and it's still young, is take care of our people.
Absolutely.
Let them know we love them. Pay them a little bit more if we can, so they won't leave us and go other places where they make more money. So we have all that. We also, we think, have a very significant cost saving. We think we can build the facility for about $12.5 million, and that's a great big number. Okay? It's a great big number. We're also very confident that if we went into the Central Elementary School, it would mm-hmm. still cost us about $4 million.
Yes.
But we would need to build a new elementary school because of the increase in population. That's going to cost you about $27 million. And then we need a gym at Central Haywood. And that's going to cost you maybe $4 million, maybe more, because
right.
it's in a flood lane and you have to build it up. So we think the cost difference of having one consolidated central services educational support center, you know, that's about $12.5 million. And if you fix up everything else and just build a new elementary school and build a new gym, you're going to be close to $40 million. So do the math. You know, we're saving well over $20 million over the next decade or so.
That's a lot of money to save, too. Is that your message to taxpayers, if you could say something to the taxpayers?
Yeah, I'm a taxpayer, property taxpayer in two states. And, you know, I don't like paying them either. But I think that's what we do. We get the best bang for our buck, and then we don't have to fool with it anymore. You know, it's fixed and efficient, and we don't have to address it for the next 50 years. And the money is primarily tax dollars from the state that are designated for schools.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. Thank you for looking into the future. Haywood County, have a great day.